The Mi'kmaq Native Friendship Center received a joint investment of $15 million on Tuesday to support the construction of their new center. Member of Parliament for Halifax, Andy Fillmore, announced a $5 million investment from the federal government.
You know, for over 50 years, the Friendship Center has been delivering the services that the urban Indigenous community relies on here in Halifax. Services like childcare and employment services, like housing support, support for wellness and harm reduction. The list goes on and on. I think it's over 60 or more programs we're up to now, Pam, that happen here at the center. And in many visits here and up on the Gadigal Street site, I and a string of federal ministers that we've brought to the site have seen exactly how these programs make a real difference in people's lives, an important difference, a fundamental difference, a foundational difference in people's lives. But the Gadigal Street Center, as beloved as it was and as full of memories as it is and was really no longer up to the task that was being asked of it. And this temporary location, as beautiful as you've made it and as welcoming and homey as you've made it, really doesn't honor the work adequately that you do. And so to continue that important work, the Friendship Center needs, well, a new center. And so I was very happy last May to announce a $5 million federal contribution to the new center, followed in October by an additional $28.8 million. That brings us up to $33.8 million so far in federal funding toward the Friendship Center. Now, at the October announcement, I and others told a long story of how we reached this remarkable achievement all together. Again, that theme of doing this together. All the many twists and turns, and Pam shared some stories of the twists and turns, and I think some of the stories she won't share with you about the twists and turns, but I won't keep you in suspense any longer for today. I'm really excited to announce that the federal government is investing an additional $5 million from the community stream of the Investing in Canada.
Honourable Carla McFarlane, Minister of Innu Affairs, announced a $10 million investment from the provincial government.
For more than five decades, the Mi'kmaq Native Friendship Centre has provided support and essential services to so many community members. The centre has a strong commitment to community and to ensuring Indigenous people thrive. As a longtime partner, the province is absolutely proud of its relationship with the centre. We've made several recent investments to support programs and services for community members. Today, I am pleased to announce the province of Nova Scotia is investing $10 million to support construction of the new Mi'kmaq Native Friendship Centre. This is in addition to the $5 million announced today by the federal government.
Pam Glode DeRoche, Executive Director of the Mi'kmaq Native Friendship Centre, thanked the members of Parliament and everyone who played a role in the development of the new centre.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. You are saving lives, but you're also raising our community up. You're allowing us to see ourselves in our building. This is going to be a design build for my community to be proud of who they are. And we can highlight our community, our Mi'kmaq community, and the many nations that come through our door. And I think that in itself, you know, colonization began here, and this is where truth and reconciliation will begin and hopefully go across Canada.
Elder Debbie Eisen from the Mi'kmaq Native Centre wrapped up the announcement with words of enthusiasm about the new centre.
Those of you who don't know me, I'm a 36-year veteran of the Navy, and one saying that I have, that we have in the Navy, and I think it makes sense for to watch the Mi'kmaq Native Friendship Centre as we continue on in the years, and it's stand by for heavy roll to port side. Because the Mi'kmaq Native Friendship Center is growing, and we are going to make our mark here in Jibukta. Miigwech.